President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com on this August the 26th, 2008, on the West Coast. Already the 27th of August on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Just a quick announcement. I did have a guest scheduled for tonight, and he is not answering as we try to make contact. So, I am prepared to give you a show this evening anyway, and we're going to talk about a variety of things. I also welcome any listeners that want to call in to the show tonight to discuss anything that may be on your mind. I invite you to call in any of the numbers under Station 2 when you go to the index page, which is the home page, when you land on the bbs.com website. On your right side, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the numbers for Station 2. We're going to have fun tonight. I look forward to hearing from someone out there in the listening audience. A few shout-outs to Karen, Bob, and Bill, David, Crenshaw, Sheila, Sophia, and Jill, and also the General. Bill and Linda in Washington, and Renee in California. Also, Middle Yaya. I've been getting a couple of emails from Yaya. That's an email nomer, and got some interesting responses from last night's show. We were talking about some of the rituals that were going on during the Olympics. And I suppose I could have been a bit more precise in some of the comments that I was making, but in general, I was alluding to the fact that there was obviously Chinese art, Chinese culture that was occurring, and a lot of it was related to Chinese mythology. I just want to point out that many things that we have been taught are mythology, are actually very real. And so I was alluding to the fact, though, that the music and the programming of the opening and the closing ceremonies had a lot of structure to it, and that in and of itself is not anything sinister, but it's the subliminal messages that come through the music and the effect that certain frequencies and the manner in which the music is performed has a lot to do with what aspect of your nature is affected. So, and I'm still hoping I'm explaining it the way I intended with Ken Adachi last night. We had a lot of nice compliments. Everybody loves Ken. And they even come and check out the archives days and weeks and months later. He's full of knowledge, and I get a lot of positive feedback from the listening audience. So I appreciate everyone's messages, and especially Middle Yaya for taking all the time to compose such a lengthy email. I have been very busy the past few months doing some serious research. Of course, those of you who have been listening regularly know that I'm doing a series. It's a multiple series a series is multiple, but it's a multiple publication of articles on the three presidential candidates. Now, for a while we had three, and supposedly Hillary Clinton is out of the picture, but I have never counted her out. In fact, I've told that to the listening audience, and things seem to be shaping up like she might be coming back into the picture. So I heard all of 5 or 10 seconds of her speech tonight, actually on the radio, and I just am so turned off by watching these conventions. you hope to hear something, but I know too much about what's going on behind the scenes to give it any honor at all. It's a shame. I know that those of you that feel that your vote really counts have a point, and I appreciate your enthusiasm about that issue, but we have very corrupt elections. The counting system, the whole voting process is corrupt. The issue of absentee ballots is really taken advantage of. Dead people vote. This has been going on for years and years. This is not some kind of new phenomenon. And as well as the fact that even when you do vote for a particular person, the computer is programmed to change your vote if it's so been programmed. And so you could vote for a particular candidate and vote for the wrong candidate according to what the computer has been programmed to accept as a vote. And there have been instances. I've had a piece on my website for months and months and months. It's a piece called Slam, Texas Vote Fraud Captured in Real Time. And there was a gentleman that actually sent out an email, and I asked for permission to post it. It was a first-hand account of him actually casting a vote at an electronic voting booth. So we're talking about a computerized voting booth. While he was moving his eyes, shifting his eyes from the bottom of the column that he was voting over to the next column, out of the corner of his eye, he caught the vote actually changing. He had cast a vote for one candidate, and the vote changed. He went and got one of the polling workers, the polling place workers, and they seemed not to have any reasonable explanation for why this occurred, and the guy was pretty fed up enough to go home and write an email and send it all over the country. And it was very compelling, and that became a very, very popular article. Every time I would just check my website rankings or be surfing the net, once in a while I'd come across that article. It was almost by accident, but it was everywhere. And many, many thousands of people passed that article around. That's just one example. We had corrupt elections in the primary caucuses that were occurring in states like Iowa and New Hampshire. And we've seen this even at the delegate conventions. The Republican committee would go in to these conventions in Washington and Nevada in Idaho, and basically shut the whole convention down because they didn't want the Ron Paul supporters to cast their votes. This is total tyranny. This is the type of fascist Marxist policies that were practiced in the early 1900s and still are practiced in many places around the world. And the United States is no exception to the rule. In fact, it gets worse and worse. And it's as though they're saying, okay, you found us out, but we're going to pretend like we don't hear you, or we're going to pretend like this didn't happen. I mean, it's obvious that they don't want to confront the charges of corruption, so they just go on and carry on and corrupt something else. And this is going on all over the world in many, many areas. It's not just in the election process. So why listen to a speech from someone you know that the Illuminati bloodlines have chosen long before they even announced they were running at their secret little Bilderberg meetings where all these perverts get together and decide what rights they're going to take away from what country and what they're going to do to the economy and what they're going to do to the food and on and on and on. And the word leaks out. We get wind of it. We watch what they're doing. We figure out what they're doing. We discern what they're doing. And they do it, and nothing's done about it. We've got a corrupt military. Well, they want their pension. But guess what? There's not going to be any money left for your pension. Figure that one out. Then the police are doing the same things, all the law enforcement agencies. all of our peace officers have been turned into law enforcement officers. And all they do in the government is violate the laws they create and expect us to abide by them. And if something as simple as speaking what the message I'm speaking is enough to get someone in trouble. But that's what they want. They want us to fear speaking, and that's not going to happen on Evident Footprints. I guarantee you that. Now, that said, and this is really not a rant, I'm just sort of reviewing all these things. So, you know, the convention is going on, and I'm doing research, and if I were to listen to what is being said on these conventions, I think I would probably throw a brick through my television set just because I know what these people are doing. I know what they're doing behind the scenes. I write about it. I talk about it on the show. Many of my guests talk about it. We're either all insane or we're so dumbed down that we're just totally oblivious to anything that's going on. That's what they're banking on, because they've been doing their brainwashing routine on the populace for most of our lives. And yet they're still fearful that we'll wake up. They're fearful that more people are waking up, so they have to ramp up the pressure. They have to ramp up the restrictions. They have to take away more rights. And I find so many hypocritical situations that it's obvious that the government is absolutely falling apart. Absolutely. I'm going to share some news with you. Again, I want to welcome you to call in if you've got something that you want to get off your chest. Any topic is fine. Doesn't have to be politics. And there's no such thing as a stupid question or a stupid comment, at least until we get to hear it. Then I'm just kidding. I decided tonight that there's this word out there. Now, nothing's really been reported on mainstream news. I heard that it's being talked about a little bit in New York on the radio, and they probably have to because New York is really being affected by this. But a lot of people don't know that sometime early this evening, on the 26th, there was a total breakdown of computer systems with the FAA. These are the flight plan computers. Now, I hope nobody was out there with box cutters, because they couldn't seem to figure out what the problem was. They decided that they had to manually enter data, and there were two computer centers at two major airports that are responsible basically for managing all this information. They used to run this out of Kansas City, by the way, as far as I know. And Kansas City, because of this North American Union that they're trying to sneak behind our backs and ram down our throats simultaneously, in that venture, which is totally unconstitutional and is an attempt to turn North America into its own section, its own region of the New World Order, they're planning on turning Kansas City into a Mexican port. So probably at some point they decided, well, we're gonna have the FAA be in Atlanta and in Utah. So this is the message. Now, I found Googling FAA, I found one message which was related to a YouTube story that had any information about this, even on the internet. This was very, very eye-opening for me. But I Googled FAA down, and I found an interesting article. But what, to me, what is even more interesting than the article is what the bloggers on this site wrote. And I'm at a website called www.dvorchak.org. Now, Dvorchak is spelled D-V-O-R-A-K. I'm pronouncing it like the composer's name. Dvorchak.org/blog/?P=22 1-800-795-1105. One more time, www.dvorak.org/blog/?p=221-05. And the site is actually called Dvorak Uncensored. They posted this on the 26th, so I presume it was sometime this evening this got posted. And it's already getting some bloggers to the site. And I'd like to read their responses, because people are waking up. This is kind of cute, and it's interesting. FAA flight plan computers down. Entire system stops all USA flights. This was posted by John C. Dvorak in General, it says. As my first time on the site, so I kind of got a kick out of this. Then it says 11alive.com, Atlanta, Georgia. FAA flight computers down. Major air traffic delays result. This is going on now and started about 2 hours ago. CNN is covering it as well. I think it's intent that there's a word missing. Get to the TVs. Looks like a hack to me, it says. Okay, and this is the article. The FAA's computer system, based in Hampton, Georgia, south of Atlanta, that tracks flight plans for airplanes over the eastern United States, has suffered a failure. As a result, flights that would be processed through the FAA's Atlanta Center are being handled through the facility in Salt Lake City. This process has dramatically slowed down departures and arrivals for flights all over the United States. There is no word on how long this process will have to continue. FAA officials said that there has also been a failure in a communication link that transmits the data to a similar facility in Salt Lake City. Now, that's one of the quotes from inside the article, and then I'm sure that somewhere there might be a little bit more on that, but there's not a whole lot of information there. It seems to be dancing around the issue. Now, this is where it really gets interesting. I suppose I can read the names here, because these people are posted here, and I want to give credit where credit is due. So I'm going to read the blogger's name followed by their message. We'll skip the date and the time. I presume it's all been the 26th as the date, and the time is really not that consequential. Okay, James Hill said, but can a Mormon become vice president? In all seriousness, very interesting story. Okay, now it just goes up from there. NY of U said, they better get these things back up. Stat. After all, they are keeping the TSA from being able to harass travelers. That's kind of along the line that I was thinking when I had heard this story. Poor TSA are twiddling their thumbs right now. Bill said, obviously not a Mac. Okay, I give up. What is it? That's a good one there. Macs are great computers. Bill M. said, I think Karl Rove did this to take focus off the demo's slumber party. speaking about the convention there. Bill M. said, Johnny, you have got to get the site fixed. It has been FUBA red for days. I guess that's an inside. That one's getting past me a little bit. Patty O said, don't think it was a hack, probably caused by incompetence. Someone accidentally kicking the plug. Might be true. Edwin Rogers said, my servers at the university have been inundated by attempted denial of service attacks since the end of the Beijing Olympics. Just saying, the FAA systems are tightly run. For a center to just go down, it's a loose power plug. That might be true. Bubba Ray. Oh, we got Bubba. Okay, Bubba Ray said, When you're working with computers that are 20 years old and some older, what do you expect? The radar systems are like yo-yos. ATC keeps direct reflect mode radar with boats and pen markers for backup when the main interlinked radar goes down. Routing without mode C, altitude reporting, is a pain. Sheesh. Mr. Mustard said, entire system stops all USA flights. Huh? The article says every major airport in the United States was experiencing flight delays. That doesn't sound like all USA flights were stopped. In any case, the I think he meant means to say that would differ from business as usual. Exactly how? Every time I go to a major airport in the United States, they're experiencing flight delays to one degree or another. Just another reason not to fly unless absolutely necessary. Green said, this could be the terrorist attack arranged just prior to the elections. Someone pulled the switch too soon. Did someone say this is only a test? Damn it. Soundwash said, WCBS Radio in New York City is reporting it a lot in the past 30 minutes, stating major delays starting to build. 60 minutes at Newark, 45 minutes at LGA, and 60 minutes at JFK. LGA would be LaGuardia, for those of you who haven't been there. Time now, 5:29 p.m. So it's still daylight in the middle of the afternoon. And they still can't locate this computer glitch. Please. It's what, 20 years old? The techs in charge should know every nuance there is with this system and know off the bat where to start looking. Let's go to Conspiracy Theories 101. Maybe they're warming us up for the fabled, much-needed cyber attack so they have an excuse to activate this iPatriot Act that's getting a lot of chatter lately, or worse. It's the flight plan computer, and they have no backup. What a perfect way to lose a few planes for some nefarious finger-pointing ops. Either that or some numbnut in the CIA Blackwater was supposed to hack computer networks over in the Republic of Georgia and mistakenly hacked networks in Atlanta, Georgia. Shrug, just thought I'd throw some gas on the fire. Then he says, P.S., unrelated, if I hear one more exciting news blurb about Hillary Clinton's upcoming speech at the DNC tonight on the radio, my head is surely going to pop. Can't find a station that's not going gaga over it. And I have to agree. But we're going to come to another topic pretty soon that is going to clarify a few things. Let's see. Lax Dude said, I'm not joking here, but isn't the FAA computer system still vacuum tube based? I'm pretty sure it was a couple of years ago when I heard that they were the single largest buyer of vacuum tubes. QB said, kicking the plug doesn't stop a computer system unless you have a single server. This is not one computer system, but multiple interconnected systems, each with load and failure balancing. Like all major failures, it's a cascade failure caused by a bottleneck in one system. Odds are there has been a major upgrade or configuration change to one or more systems in the last week. You'd also be surprised how often system management isn't done. Example given, disk space. This says D Owl. Might be a hack, but I'd guess it was lack of maintenance combined with elderly hardware and software. Of course, they have a hard time getting anything new to work as well. QB said, Lax Dude, the air traffic control system is ancient, but currently runs on modern big iron IBM mainframes. And Mr. Ketchup said, I told them not to install Vista. QB responded back, Ketchup wins again. Now, there's somebody here taking it seriously. all this joking. Lee Brown said, Vista, surely most of these type of systems run on 3.1 or DOS-based. However, has anyone checked if Obama was in the air at the time? As he had issues with his plane a few weeks back, mentioned on No Agenda, might be a connection. Mr. Ketchup said, number 19, Lee, it was a joke, just like Vista. let's see. Jägermeister said, has anyone seen Colonel Stewart? And he has a link to a site that posts a picture, a Star Trek picture. And then QB says, I think Jägermeister should get an Academy Award for best graphics in a hostile blog setting. Lou said, flying is a pain in the you-know-what these days. So it's very interesting how much one or two paragraphs of a very misleading story, very incomplete story, can produce so much discernment out of people. Not criticizing the story, I'm wondering how far they're allowed to go with this story and what is really going on. There you see many Americans' minds at work. The people are discerning. The light has won again. And so I'll leave you with that for a moment. And I'm going to give our sponsors a chance to deliver their message, something that we don't always do on Evident Footprints, but it's very appropriate, especially on a night like this when we don't have a guest and I have to talk nonstop. And I've had a busy day today, and I don't want to lose my voice during the show. So I'm going to take just a very short pause for the cause, and we're going to be right back with Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. So don't go away.
Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. Talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
BBSRadio.
back to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. A few messages from our sponsors, and they also sponsor the BBS network. So if you can, think about some of these messages on a deeper level. It's not that someone is trying to sell you something so much as bring a solution to the many problems that we're faced with. I have a personal relationship with the Idaho Observer because I write for the Idaho Observer. And those of you who have not been to my website can read all the articles that have been published in the paper at directlightproductions.com, and just click on the articles link at the top of the page, and that'll take you to all of those articles. As I mentioned in the first half of the show, I've been working on a series called The Three Stooges Go to Washington, and we will be coming out either on September 4th or 5th with the Barack Obama piece. And it's very, very lengthy piece, very complicated, and there's lots of surprises in there. You're going to, I hope, the listening audience and the readers are going to come away from reading that article with an understanding of what is really going on in the world. And Barack Obama is the perfect model for delving into that topic. I'm not going to go into the specifics. I feel it's very important that one read the whole article because it's a very serious connect-the-dots type of story. And basically, it's written as the information came to me. You have to understand in assessing what's going on in the political world that things are not what they seem to be. They tell us what they want us to know, what they want us to believe, and when you begin researching and testing the water, so to speak, testing the integrity of the information they give us, you find out that it's not exactly like what they're saying. And of course, anyone out there who researches, even those of you who surf the web, and you might be doing it casually just to see what's out there, you come across a site eventually that kind of catches your attention, and you say, wow, this is interesting. I didn't know anybody was into this stuff. This is something that I'm into. And it could be any topic. It doesn't really matter what the topic is. But you'll find yourself then being connected with other sites similar to that, and then all of a sudden, someone on one site has a link that just changes your whole life. It's got all kinds of articles that are revealing very, very deep truths that have been hidden from us, not just for a few years or decades or centuries, but in some cases thousands of years. And I'm speaking about humanity in general. And it really expands your consciousness when you dive into this stuff. I get a lot of email from listeners or readers alike that say, you're revealing some things to me in a way that I never really considered them. And it's only because as a researcher, you want to find the truth. And so you have to look at a lot of things. You have to go read a lot of things that are really intended to mislead you and use your discernment so that when you do arrive at the truth, you see the difference. Because it's very easy to fall into the trap of disinformation and mind control and programming because they repeat the lies so much, so often, that they create a new reality for you. And it's not based upon the truth. But nonetheless, because it's a belief system and they've caught you with their hook, line, and sinker, you have no way back unless you educate yourself and expose yourself to a variety of different viewpoints on whatever the topic is. Some people in the UFO or the ufology field have never seen a craft, or they never come face to face with a being from another planet, and so because they haven't seen it, they're still in doubt. Yet there are those that come forth and talk about abductions and have every sign of having been abducted, and yet because it's not our own experience, we can't relate to it. Now, you're not to be faulted for that. However, when you do have your experience, you will change your mind. And it doesn't matter if it's just a sighting of a craft or, you know, God forbid that you are abducted and you have to go through some kind of ordeal. And it can be very terrifying. But if you're prepared mentally, you'll see that your consciousness will change to where fear now becomes an illusion, which it is anyway. But in your reality, fear will become an illusion. You won't be afraid to see a craft. You won't be afraid if you see an alien. And they exist. Now, there are those in the religious community that want to attribute beings from other planets as demons. And there are a lot of people that are saying, well, you know, all aliens are demons. They're really demons. They're fallen angels. They're the Nephilim in the Bible. Okay, I understand that perspective. How would you feel if you were to learn that there were beings on other planets, very human like us, who felt the same way about us, that we were the fallen angels, that we were the demons? You would take a whole new perspective on the issue. That's the impact that mind control and brainwashing and the conditioning through the propagandized media, that's the impact that it has on your consciousness. And so it's difficult to imagine that your government would do something like steal money from you, because that's against the law. And you don't steal money. And the government is upholding the law, so why would they steal the money? Why would they break the law? Well, you don't have a deep enough understanding about who the government really is. You've been told what the government is, and you've been told how it has been constructed, yet you don't have the inside information that you get from those that have left the government or those that have leaked information out to us, because they do still have somewhat of a consciousness about them and a conscience, or they make a mistake and the information is discovered. And I can tell you the amount of evil and the amount of corruption that is going on is so prevalent that it's not really hard to find a mistake if you know what you're looking for. So the research that I have done, these genealogical researches, really are based upon the facts as they're presented. I look for the proof of the facts as they're presented, and if I can't find the truth in the facts, or if the facts themselves don't make sense, you know, you get a story here and you get another story over here, and when you put the two stories side by side, the supporting information is lacking, or it's the opposite in each story, then one or both of those stories is not true. And so then you know what you're looking for. You're looking for the truth. You're looking for the answer, the dichotomy between those two stories, and what fact would make either one of them true. So that's sort of the type of research I do, and that's when I ask my listening audience not to believe what I say, but do some research, educate yourself a little bit. Don't be afraid to learn some of these things. You're hearing me talk about them. I'm not talking about them because I want to mislead you down the path. Because to disprove me, all you have to do is go out and do some research. But you have to use discernment and make sure that what information, the data that you collect, that you study it and you analyze it and you think about it and you discern whether or not it sounds true. It doesn't matter if it sounds like Star Wars. We have this ability to believe what we see in the movies and not believe that these things might be right under our noses in real time, in our everyday waking state. And I'm not talking about within the Matrix. I'm talking about what you are conscious of. you're conscious of what's going on in your community, and someone comes up to you and tells you something that you just cannot grasp, and you're concerned about your community, you will look into it, especially if it's going to affect you. It could be something as simple as getting some information that you heard that there's poison in the water, a different kind of poison, and they don't want people to know about it because they're afraid that heads are going to roll, that it's going to upset the people. So what do? They don't say anything about it. And now you have to ask yourself, well, where did you get, or ask that person, where did you get this information? How did you come about it? How do I know that this is true? You have to get the information somehow, either through someone that knows, or you have to find it yourself. Now, I'm saving the listening audience, and I save my readers a heck of a lot of time and trouble by doing the research that I do. It's basically, I'm doing it because I see that something is not right, and often I see everything that's not right. And then I go out and dig the facts so I can present it to you in a manner in which you can understand it. That's a difficult thing to do because I step on belief systems, even doing that, even with the written word. How I communicate a thought, how I communicate a fact, a discovery, a new way of looking at something, a revelation of what is really going on, really grates against your belief system. And really, what that is there is ego. We're dealing totally with one's ego. And I'm not saying, well, if you just don't believe everything that you hear, that you've got an ego problem. That's not what I'm saying. Because there are some stories out there that are intended to lead you down the wrong path. That's what disinformation is. It's intended to keep you out of the loop and away from the truth, or off the path to discovering the truth. Because if we discover these truths, we will then, the only truth we'll have to discover is the truth about who we are. Once we figure out that we've been played like an out-of-tune banjo, then and for most of our lives, then we will become angry, we will become dissatisfied with what we've been given as a choice for our reality, and we will create a new reality. And there's nothing wrong with being angry or dissatisfied with that, especially when it's the opposite of our true nature. Now, what we think is our true nature is the way we respond to the belief system and to the mind control and the brainwashing. And it takes many other forms than just the written or spoken word or the pictures they show us, because they can do this with drugs, they can do this with food, they can do this with vibrations, electromagnetic vibrations that you can't see, that you can't hear, that you can't feel, and they still impact things like your cellular structure and metabolic rates and things that have to do with how you were created by God. Now, this is not a rant. This is basically a discussion about how we approach the things that are going on in the world. Now, we've heard some stories about what is happening in the Republic of Georgia and Russia's involvement. We're seeing this and hearing this on the internet, but there's virtually nothing in mainstream news. And I like to share something that that came out actually in general mean time at 57 minutes after midnight. This was written by Christopher Story, and Christopher is the writer who is responsible for the International Currency Review and some other really excellent books. Before I go into that, I just got a message from Seth that I have a caller on line one. Kathy, is that you, and where are you calling from? I'm fine.
I don't want to interrupt you. I was just listening to your show. I listen to your show almost every night, and if I miss it, I draw down the archive.
Okay, this voice sounds familiar. Are you Kathy that has a show on BBS Radio?
I do. I just love your shows. I just can't get enough of them. And I tell you what, my favorite is when you talk about your music.
Hey, Kathy, can you turn your sound down in the background? We're getting an echo. And that's going to go all over the world, and it's going to start reverberating like crazy.
I didn't know that the computer was on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still hearing. I'm still hearing it. Okay, that's good. Yes, very good.
Well, listen, I don't want to change the subject or anything, but I just...
No, anything's open.
Okay. I just remember one evening a long time ago. It was when I first got on BBS Radio, and we chatted about your music. And I just want everybody to know that you are one of the most phenomenal musicians as well as voiceovers I have ever witnessed on the face of this earth.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you, but I mean, there are a lot of really good musicians on the planet whose music I admire. So, but I appreciate that.
You know, it was just an amazing coincidence. The other night I brought down one of your archives, and someone else had brought up your music, and I said, oh, thank you, because I got to listen to it again. It's not enough that we don't get to hear what you play.
Well, if I have some good news for you. You know, if you've been listening every night, then you know I've been working on these genealogy pieces, and they really, really take a lot of time and a lot of energy. And so when I get around to that place where I just have to back off, you know, where I'm getting cross-eyed and just that negative energy starts to become too much to handle, you know, focusing on in that darkness, I'll just walk away from it, and I'll go and play music. And I might just practice, or I might compose a song. And it's very healing, it's very soothing, and I'm finishing my next CD. This is my third solo album, and I had some releases when I was in Europe years ago, and then I've been doing a lot of production work for other people, so I'm going to be releasing a CD, and they'll be playing it on BBS Radio, and it'll be for sale. People can get it.
Oh, it's my gosh, that is fantastic news.
So, while I'm working on that, I've got new stuff coming out, too. Plus, I don't know if you heard this on any of the shows, but I am part of Tetrahedron Records with Dr. Len Horowitz. And we're using the sacred frequencies in what is called the perfect circle of sound. And we are playing music in the love frequency. We're playing music that's very healing and very resonant with how we fit in with the universe.
Yes, and the colors that go with the notes.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly.
And the red goes with the F and the... Yes, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay, so, and you know, there's a corresponding aspect in our physiology, in our metaphysical physiology, with the human aura and
mm-hmm.
and our energy centers too. They have color. They vibrate
that's
to a certain frequency.
That's how we evolve to the highest frequency of our spiritual selves.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that with you, Kathy, that don't be disheartened that I haven't been playing a lot of music, but I also intend to bring more musicians on the show too. I've got some good ones coming up. Very talented people.
It's so great that you're... I just wish there was enough time and that you could just do it all, because your shows are so Oh, I just tell you what, I have to take notes sometimes. You know, I don't know if the people understand the in-depthness of your shows. And,
well,
the understanding, like what you were just saying a moment ago, well, about 15 minutes ago, you were saying that ego gets in the way and that people have to use discernment and that they have to use the understanding of their own, applying their understanding of wisdom to a knowledge of their understanding of what you put out there, you know. And I take it like, you know, what I'm trying to say is, it's hard for me to put into words, but I take what I need, I give out the rest, and I dump what I don't need. And so, in other words, things in life in general, but with you and what all you have taught me, I don't watch TV, I don't Google, I don't do all that stuff. So what I learn is from other people on BBS radio or, you know, things like that, and I don't know anything about government or politics, but then I was thinking, where is this going? What is he getting ready to say? And what's this point? But if I take notes and then I look back at them, then I understand exactly where you're going with it. You know what I'm saying? Because you have so much knowledge that it almost is like a book that we need to be following instead of someone sometimes picking up on the radio show.
Yeah, you know, writing is difficult because how you feel and how you would speak the words. You know, when we speak, we can put inflection. You can tell if I'm angry. And it's very easy to misinterpret a word as anger when I'm making a point in writing, if you get my meaning. So I think both are effective ways of communicating if one really attempts to communicate on the highest level. Now, that's not me putting myself above my audience. That's me coming up to my audience, because I don't underestimate the intelligence or the discernment of my audience. You know, I mean, that's I feel my audience, and you're actually testament to that fact. Even if you are writing these things down, there's nothing wrong with that, because yes,
so
I am
bound to understand them myself, because you are really high up. Your intelligence is so extreme that I want to understand some things. Let's say, for an example, I write down a note, like when you have someone on the air,
mm-hmm.
like you're interviewing, and
yes.
I want to, all right, like the link you just gave out. I had to write that down so that I could have it for later on.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I have to take down a little note here and there because I don't know. It's just like you have so much information in your hour that it's like I don't want to miss one of your shows.
Well, that's very flattering. And, you know, my guests will appreciate hearing that, too. You know, you can always drop that in a message to Don at BBS Radio, and he'll post that up on the site, you know.
Appreciate that, because I told him a couple of your archives were missing, and he said that you clean them out once in a while.
I don't remove them off of BBS. Now, if they're missing from my site, that's because I'm just behind in posting them.
And, oh, okay.
You know, because I get them off of the BBS site, and I put them up there as a courtesy to my listening audience. Some people like to read a little bit about the guest. And you know, I at one point I had many, many more shows up on iTunes, and Apple went through a whole renovation of their software. They upgraded it. And so for about 3 months, I was behind because they were having all kinds of little bugs. And when they did this upgrade, they didn't notify anybody that they were going to do it. They just did it, and every page in my website had some kind of anomaly on it that I had to remove. So I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you that I went to my archives one day, and a listener emailed me and said, I'm having trouble downloading your podcast. So I went there, and all of them were changed to videos. Well, they're audio. You know, I didn't do that. That's part of the bug of the...
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, but now they have it to where the ones I'm putting up there, the new ones I'm putting up, are staying, and they're easy to download. So I've got to go back and redo all of those archives in the podcast. You know, it's months and months and months of work, but I'll get it done. Just like I get the research pieces done, I'll get it done. And as long as the audience understands, you know, that I'm doing my website, I'm doing these articles, I'm doing the research, I'm producing my show, I'm booking my guests, you know, I'm doing the show too. And it's a lot of preparation. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's 20 to 22 hours a day, if I'm lucky.
I tell you what, I don't know how you do it. But I guess, you know what it is? It's the passion of the love and the drive that gets you there. You know,
yeah,
you got to love what you do. And you want to put that message out there to people just as I do. And and it's, oh, sometimes I fall asleep after your show. And if I miss the show, then I go to the archive. Just wanted to call and tell you that I love you, and I love the show, and I love BBS Radio and the family, and get on with what you were talking about, because I'm interested.
Well, I want to thank you, Kathy, for taking the time to share your perceptions and your feelings. That means a lot, not just to me, I'm sure to the listening audience, because you're saying some things that I get in a lot of emails from people, and
Linda from Washington, and yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, people say some really nice things, even when someone disagrees with me. They're so nice about that, and I really take to heart what folks say. You know, it's like this piece that I did at the beginning of the show tonight. I saw so much humor and so much insight into what those bloggers were saying. I had to share that with the audience. To me, that made more sense than the news itself.
Bud, you know, he had a lot to say, more than anybody. Bubba. He had more to say than anybody that was on the whole thing. He made more sense than any of them.
Yeah, but they were in their way. They were all good, you know. Everybody
was the plug being pulled, kicked off, but I'm telling you what, I tell you, one of them that made a lot of sense is at the very beginning paragraph that you read about the intertwined communication.
Mm-hmm.
If you would reread that about the communication of the circuit, that's where I think I was sitting there going, you know, I believe that was the whole plug to the whole situation. Do you still have that up?
No, actually, I don't. I could retrace it, but I pulled up another article that I was going to reference. You know, I'll wait until we're done.
I would appreciate that, because I was really enjoying that, and I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought, gosh, I've got, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get in there and just tell you that I just really love your music. I love the opportunity to listen to you, and I just really, all of the people I listen to, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, we have such a wonderful family on BBS Radio, and Don and Seth are so great, and, you know, we're just fortunate to be able to do what we get to do. And, you know, you are just wonderful, and I just really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And we can't forget Doug, Don's brother, too.
Oh,
because
Doug is wonderful.
He's picking the music.
I love reading the TNT. Moody.
Okay, now that's Mad Dog. That's Don.
So, yeah, but Doug is CEO.
Yeah, he is. And he's picking the music, and he's helped me out with a lot of things. You know, we're making improvements constantly on the network, and
oh,
we're expanding. And
well,
be watching.
Tell Doug I love him too.
Yeah, one thing you're going to really like, Kathy, is the fact that we started a website within a website, and it's we're doing the formatting right now for the page, but it's going to be called infiltrators.com.
Awesome.
And we are going to be publishing news. This is going to be serious news, but it's going to cover all kinds of different topics. It's not just going to be the doom and gloom that's out there. We're going to talk about science and health, and we'll probably talk about music too. But it's going to be uplifting. It's going to be solution oriented. We're going to really focus on bringing things that we're not getting from the mainstream, because that's not their intention.
Are you going to have posts, or is it going to be different people, or is it going to be you and just a few others, or what's it going to be like?
Well, it's going to be.
You're not going to expose that yet.
Oh no! I have nothing to hide here. It's going to be about the truth. So I'm going to tell you who's going to be on. It'll be me, of course. Ken Adachi, who has the website educate-yourself.org. In fact, he was my guest last night, and he's on quite often. He's got one of the most popular websites on the internet. His site, and he's a one-man operation. He gets about 2.5 million hits a month on his site.
Wow.
From around the world. He's been out there many, many more years than I have.
I didn't realize he had that many hits, so gosh.
But I learned a lot of things from going to his site. I found that I really liked his journalism, and I liked the stuff he was putting out. And he's very much like me in how he researches. We have, you know, he's very intuitive himself, and yet he's got a brilliant mind. He's very analytical, and people just come to him with this information, and he will study it, and he gives everybody a voice, and he's not afraid to challenge the status quo, if you get what I mean. You know, he will. He'll speak the truth. He takes the high road every time. So Ken Adachi will be on as one of the contributing writers. Bill Cormier, who is in Georgia, is going to be a contributor also. He has a website called justanothercoverup.com.
How nice.
Okay.
I like that name.
Yeah, he's been on my...
justanothercoverup.com.
Yeah, he's been on my show a couple of times, and he's done the TNT Hour with me.
Uh-huh.
What he's going to be contributing, it's a lot of it's cutting edge news. He really gets into a lot of interesting topics, and constitutional issues, those types of things as well. Places where the authorities are bending the law and really breaking the law. He's very outspoken about that. Then we have Chris Hinckley. Chris has a radio show on RBN called the Road Warrior, and he is going to be contributing things political and on a worldwide scale. I don't like that word global, because it's the buzzword they like to use to get us acclimated to the New World Order. But on a worldwide scale, he's going to be contributing news, and he has it always presented in line with the higher truths. So you will get somewhat of a Christian perspective as to how things fit the Word of God. He's a very, very spiritual man.
Type area too.
Well, I don't know if it's so much prophetic. You know, he will look first in the Bible to see if there's anything to support, you know, what is going on, what is said. He will take it in the context of prophecy, but not so much that he will prophesy as much as he will take the prophecy that's been given.
Right.
And put it
that's
in that perspective.
That's what I see.
Yeah. Now I've invited Michael Herzog also. He has a show that was on RBN. He just joined We the People Radio Network. And he has a background in financing, sort of as a financial consultant. And he was at one time in the mortgage loan business. And he saw what was going on, and he likes to use the term, he went down the rabbit hole and woke up.
Oh, man, and cried the tears of almost drowning.
Yeah. So he's got a show called The American Awakening. And
that is awesome.
He's going to be contributing some things. He's an excellent talk show host, and he gets a lot of good guests. So we are going to be
through some stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. So
that's
we're going to be putting
the tears of you know, almost drowning, because he went down that rabbit hole. When you said that, I just saw him, you know, going blood, sweat, and tears to get his message out there.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be posting the written word. Audio bites of things like interviews and what have you, things that again are kept out of the mainstream news, and video. And
well, let me ask you this: are you going to be teaching as well as like questions and answers on the site?
Well, I believe it or not, I've been asked that question. Now that's the second time, so maybe that's. That's
I would
the writing
love
on the
to
wall.
Be able to ask, you know, like a bulletin board.
Okay, would you like to run the bulletin board?
Well, I could. What I was saying is, you know how they have like one of those guest books?
Yeah.
You know, you can have like a guest book that somebody could have, and then you have like a bulletin board there. And people would get the questions, and then you you run through the email, and then you just post the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. I mean, you know, we wouldn't want to make it something that it wouldn't be hard at all.
It would be like a dream book.
Yeah, I get what you mean. You know, you go to Wikipedia sometimes, and now people read Wikipedia, and they think because it's there, it sounds like encyclopedia, but you know, listen to the sound of the word. Wicca is the first part of the word wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when you know a topic, when you know it, I mean really know it, you know the particulars about a particular incident or a particular person.
You have to know how to Google. Let me tell you my secret. Are you ready? I get a foreign word, okay? I speak in a tongue that a lot of people don't speak in, and I mean, I speak it. And so I'll go, spiritual word, bulaka, or something like that. And then I'll go, spiritual meaning, or then I'll go, Wiccan meaning, bulaka. Or I'll say, Native American color. Or have you ever Googled your name and just said, one of your words, okay, you've got so many links out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got, like, instead of just Googling Don Norkoff.
Nikolov.
I'm sorry. Just Google your name and then put in 9/11 or put in, just put in a phrase and you wouldn't believe what all's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put Don Nikoloff in there, and it says 9/11 was an inside job. So
put in Don Nikoloff, and then put in colors of the rainbow, or just put in the word see, or it, or look, or hear. But you have to put it in, like, spiritual meaning of.
Yes.
Or you have to put in whatever somebody's asking. You have to talk to the computer as if you're talking to a person.
Mm-hmm.
You just take out the if, ands and buts and ors in there.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that a lot in my research. That's why I find, often I find things that you wouldn't think are there. You know, I call them needles in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that it's, sometimes it's right under your nose, in fact. And it's like you're describing it exactly. I may not use exactly the same method, but I will key in on a certain word that I think is going to take me where I'm going, rather than put in a general word and let it take me where they want me to go.
Exactly.
You see?
And so that's why I'm saying I don't Google just to Google. I Google my foreign words that I get. And, you know, they're spiritual words, you know. But I do like to just learn from what spirit teaches me and stuff. And that's what it's all about. But your web, what you're working on sounds phenomenal, and I can't wait to see it. And
well,
any way I can help you, just let me know.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll put you in charge of the blog site, you know. You can forward us. Let's say, like, if you can field the questions and you can forward them to the people who are, you know, the contributors. If, you know, that sounds like a good idea.
And yeah, then, it's like a newsletter, like, you know, the newspaper. Get your newspaper going out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to, and of course, you know, it's a thing where each person, I see all of us being equally strong in every area, if you know what I mean. I see us as equals. I don't see one person is better at one thing than another person. These are all strong, qualified individuals that are all very discerning, very intelligent, very creative, and they're of the utmost integrity. And when you bring all of that energy, that positive energy, and bring everybody together, you create a team instantly.
Exactly, and that's the circle.
Yeah. So, yeah.
In the highest frequency.
See, I knew there was a reason you called Kathy.
Oh, isn't that something? And we weren't finished when I said goodbye.
No, you're always trying to run, you know, that's why
we
have a
phone. I just want to hear what you have to say so much, though, you know? And you were getting ready to open another book, another chapter, and I couldn't wait to hear it.
Okay,
that's
well.
That's what I was getting at. Because you were getting ready to open up another, I interrupted right when you were getting ready to tell another story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can wrap up the show with that. That's not a problem. It's not a terribly long story. It is important though, and it's gonna open people's eyes. You know, we have this saying in all of the stuff that's going on around the world, and you hear this all the time. People say, "Follow the money." It's always about the money, and that is so true. In this last piece that I just did, and I wrapped the thing up literally this evening, and we're talking about working around the clock, hour after hour after hour, and really making sure that every piece fit, every piece of the puzzle was there, as much as one could find a puzzle piece, if you know what I mean. Because these things are hidden, and yet they're, even though they're hidden, they're still someplace. They can be found. They can be revived or uncovered. They can be dug up. And sometimes it's like taking a walk through the woods and breadcrumbs, and all you see is leaves. Well, you get a rake and you rake the leaves. All of a sudden you see the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You see? Or maybe the breadcrumbs are still not there. After you rake the leaves. So you got to turn over a few rocks. and dig a few holes. And then all of a sudden, you know, the hunch that you got. And I really believe it's the Holy Spirit often is leading us researchers to
exactly.
that point where we find those answers.
Don, let me ask you something. I don't know where I heard this today because I was all over BBS radio, and I'm pretty sure it was one of Don Newsom's video clips, but it said, if you follow the money, or if we keep going with the money, isn't it staying in the moment that we should spend? We should spend our moments because we can't spend the money. We have to keep making money to spend the money. But if we keep spending the moments, you can't ever get the moments back.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say? Listen to his video that he had posted on the TNT News Trader.
Yes.
That's kind of like what you're saying with digging the holes and digging down in there and everything.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, we can't, change never changes. We change the change.
We cause the change. That's right.
Right.
We cause the change. And, uh-huh. and, see, that's where, you know, if not that I want to really get into politics per se, but, you know, Barack Obama is using this mantra, change you can believe in. Well, that's loaded with words, you know. It's loaded with getting you to think in a certain direction. And I can tell you that he didn't think that up. That was not his words. And it's not, there's nothing brilliant in that. It's just more mind control. Okay? Everything changes all the time. And he's implying in saying change you can believe in, he's saying that he is going to change something, but he doesn't describe what the change is going to be. He doesn't describe the condition. He just says that you can change, that you can what? You can believe, you can assume on the basis of what I tell you. What he's saying is, I'm going to change things, and I'm going to make you believe.
You know what? I don't believe he's going to make it.
I don't either.
It's going to turn around.
Actually, I would say
that I had a vision. And I tape recorded it. I woke up in the middle of the night and tape recorded it. And it's not too pretty. And I don't want to even disclose it because I don't want to, you know, I love to love people. But, mm-hmm. you know, he better turn his life around, you know, and look for what's the reason behind his whole situation. And everybody, you know, not, you know, we're the light workers and the awakening ones and what's going on and feed the positive out there. And, you know, it takes people guts like you, man. I'm going to tell you what. You're like a surgeon. And it's like people don't want to hear it. But what are we going to do about it is open our eyes. Because I want to say one thing, and then I'm going to get off the air.
you said that before.
Yeah, but
I'm kidding.
One time I mean it. You know how they say that Satan it says, listen for the times. I mean, look for the times. It's listen for the times because Satan is the evil and the negative is blind. It's listen for the times. And that's what the whole situation's all about is we've got to listen as well as look. Because mm-hmm. everybody closes their eyes.
Yes. Well, Satan was or is an angel of light. Even in his evil nature, he's an angel of light.
Exactly. And we got to stop pushing it down, 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 down to make it come up, 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 up.
Yes. Yes.
Into the
which
light.
Is, yeah, my approach, you know, I talk about these things, and I'm sure you, on some level you hear me offer solutions. I mean, the way I talk about it is sort of saying, this is what's going on, and this is why they're doing it. And all we have to do is recognize that if we understand what they're doing, we don't have to play along with it. We don't have to accept that, do we?
Exactly. And if we don't give it any thought, then they dissolve because we haven't paid them any attention.
Well, in a sense, but
and
you see...
I'm talking about in the negative realm.
Yes.
The warfare.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that is where fear comes in, you see, because what they're doing is they're creating a series of illusions. If they're lies, they're not real, are they?
Right, and fear is courage that said it's prayer.
Yes. So,
and we're
so,
trying to call fear on this earth, I do believe.
Yeah, fear is the probably the most powerful force that empowers them or enables them to do what they do. And so they rely on that.
And if we stayed in the moment, how could we fear? Because if we stayed in God-centered and I am in the knowing, then and stayed in our own self, in our own hearts, in our true center, how could we be afraid?
That's exactly my message.
The light in us.
Yes. That's my message in the nutshell.
Exactly.
And you did say knowing, you said. You didn't say
knowing.
You didn't say believing, you said knowing.
Exactly, because if you believe, you got a little doubt, then you got to know.
Yes, a belief is an assumption based upon the information that you have been given, not what based upon what you know.
You've got a message to get out there. What time is it? I can't see.
Oh, it's 23, almost 24 minutes after the hour.
Oh,
so this has been a nice surprise. Will you promise me you'll call in more often?
Oh, I surely will.
Okay.
Man, get my phone number from Don and just give me a call sometime.
Okay.
Just get my number from Don and we'll talk about the stuff.
Okay. But call into the show, too. Even when there's a guest, you know.
I just never want to interrupt y'all. Y'all are always on the flow.
That's why we have phones at BBS, so people can call in.
I know. God. And I love the active listeners.
Yes.
I know.
Well,
thank you so much, and I have had a delightful evening.
Me too. Bless you. And it was so nice to hear you. And you call in again, okay?
Okay. Now, to discuss the web stuff and everything, get the number from Don, okay? And thank you all listening, active listeners, for listening to me talk again from Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and Evident Footprints.
And tell the listening audience when your show airs on BBS, if you would.
Show airs on Thursdays at 6 o'clock Pacific time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Every Thursday, and I am off the air.
Okay, and I'm going to call your show and bug you. All right, that was Kathy Cook, and she's got Bright Lights Pathfinders Thursday at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, as she said. Okay, before Kathy called, I had mentioned a piece that just came out just after midnight, actually before 1 o'clock London time, August 27th, that's today. And this is a response to what has been going on in regard to this Georgia incident in South Ossetia and Russia. And it's evident that the CIA went in there and caused a ruckus to get Russia occupied with a skirmish in their neck of the woods so that they could bring this armada of ships around Iran. And at the same time, what prefaces this whole story is that the Lewanta affair and the trillions of dollars that have been stolen and basically shifted from bank account to bank account all over the world for a number of years. This goes back to the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was president, and it's still continuing today. It led up to an ultimatum recently from Vladimir Putin who's now the prime minister of Russia, demanding not just the $30 billion he was promised, but $87 billion. He has added $57 billion of interest to the money. And the article is called Act One of the Meisterschwindlern Ends This Week. Okay, and Meisterschwindlern is the master swindlers, we can say. So this is the move that Putin is making in regard to this dispute that's happening now in the Republic of Georgia. And this is by Christopher Story. He is the editor and publisher of International Currency Review, World Reports Limited, and some really interesting books. His website is worldreports.org. And I encourage anyone to go there and read some of his work. I also have some posted on my news page, and this is on my news page at directlightproductions.com. We have been asked to hold off delivering two kicks in the pants. The editor has prepared two reports. One, an explanation of what both the Clintons are up to at the Denver convention. It's all about the money. And two, a detailed analysis of the endless evils perpetrated by the pan-German Nazi strategic continuum, Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, or the DVD, around the world, and especially in collaboration with the Bush plus, he's got double plus crime family, and the German elements of the Central Intelligence Agency. Both these reports have been adjudged to be much too hot to be publishable at the present, hypercritical juncture, given developments that we are aware of in the United States in connection with the settlements. Now, that's the money I just referred to. Contrary to the fossil suggestions, or facile, some people would say, of some onlookers, we are not withholding reports in knee-jerk fashion or in deference to mistaken assumptions concerning requests from the United States. We are doing so because we have been asked to hold back by parties of impeccable standing and in the overall interests of bringing Act One of the Meisterschwindlern, the notorious opera by George H.W. Boucher, conducted by his son and starring prima donna soprano Madame Hilaria Radomski in the leading lady role, to an imminent conclusion. We expect the curtain to come down on Act One this week. August 29th is the end of the 100 days allowed by decision of the Group of Eight at the IMF spring meetings on the 13th of April, 2008, which runs from 14th April to next Friday. It is disappointing, and that's Friday this week he's speaking about. It is disappointing that the foregoing kicks in the pants cannot be delivered immediately, as had been intended. But in the light of new developments, we have no sensible choice in the matter. The kicks in the pants are being held back at least until the curtain falls on Act One. Obviously, if any further reneging on undertakings takes place, they can be delivered without further ado. Putin's responses to non-payment of the $87 billion he demanded and is owed. So we post here with the 25th August update added to the report of 19th August with further data. As previously reported, GRU Prime Minister Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin did not receive the $87 billion that he demanded must be placed in his bank account by Monday, 18th of August. The trail of exactly what happened next went tepid, if not cold, but in essence, the Soviet military, directed by the GRU, now that's Glavnoye I've not read this word out loud before. Let's see how my Russian pronunciation is. Razvedi Vatanoye Upravenia. Okay, Upravenia. Or Soviet military intelligence. That was easier. A.K.A. the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the General Staff. The most effective military intelligence organization in the world, positioned forces strategically located so that the Georgian segment of the pipeline can be seized at any time. Putin then let it be known that payment would have to be completed by the close of business, Eastern Daylight Time, on Friday, the 22nd of August, or he reserved all his options. Overnight, in the early hours of Saturday morning, the 23rd of August, 2008, a train carrying crude oil was bombed on the railway line running between Baku, Tbilisi, Gori, and the port of the Poti that had been extensively destroyed so that it has become useless for U.S. purposes, which explains why the USS McFall has been unloading so-called aid deliveries into the southern port of Batumi in the semi-autonomous Georgian province of Ajaria, which is still controlled by a tin-pot quasi-dictator. The bombing of the crude oil train was Putin's response to the fact that his extended deadline of Friday evening, EDT, was ignored. He was then still holding back on his option of taking the Georgian segment of the pipeline, which clearly remained in the frame. Exclusion of these reports from the controlled U.S. mainstream media. It is still the case that no mention of the bombing of this train had yet surfaced in the U.S. mainstream media at the time of this new report. By contrast, the whole of page 29 of the Times London of the 25th August was devoted to this matter, complete with a large and horrifying picture of the Azerbaijani petrol train on fire, while the whole of the upper portion of page 13 of the Daily Telegraph, same date, was devoted to a like report with a similar graphic photograph. It can be taken as read that these photographs were distributed by authorities, since, of course, no Western photojournalist could possibly have known about this attack in advance, and, in any case, no access to the railway line would have been feasible. As soon as we heard about this attack, on Sunday morning, from a UK source, the editor knew that the settlements had not happened by Friday evening. Furthermore, when discussing this matter on the transatlantic telephone on Sunday evening and Monday afternoon UK time, eavesdropping activity and interference with the calls was more than usually evident. We concluded that the intel calls operating inside all U.S. newsrooms were ordered to ensure that no reference to this attack appeared in the U.S. media. Now, why would this be? Questions about the exclusion of the oil train bombing from U.S. reports. The color photographs of the burning petrol train were taken at the height of the fireball event by one or more photographers who were standing inside the railway cutting on the railway line itself. Let's review this more carefully. Question 1. How come press photographers were present on a railway line which is heavily guarded in the middle of the night, early morning of Saturday, 23rd of August? The only possible explanation must be that they were tipped off in advance in the middle of the night. Question 2. How come press photographers were present on a railway line which is heavily guarded in the middle of the night, early morning of Saturday, 23rd? Let me jump down the line. How come these photographs in the British press carried no provenance? Normally, such pictures are attributed, for instance, to Associated Press, Agence France-Presse, Reuters, or whatever. So why no provenance? In our update of 25th August to the preceding report, we hinted at the possibility that this was a U.S. or Georgian provocation, same thing, but then opted for the interim conclusion that it represented a further response by GRU Prime Minister Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin to the non-payment of the $87 billion, his Reagan-Mitterrand protocols, $30 billion plus compound interest, first by Monday, 18th of August, and then by the Putin deadline of close of business Eastern Daylight Time on Friday, the 22nd of August. But in the light of the above unanswered questions, we can now see more clearly that this could have been U.S. retaliation, which could be considered to serve the Bush White House's black agenda of blackening perceptions of Russia and Putin, especially in the light of a White House statement dated the 25th of August that the White House is now reviewing its entire relationship with Russia from top to bottom. We can translate this for you, too. What this means is that the entire corruption-driven black operations nexus over which Bush Sr. has presided ever since the early 1980s, not to mention earlier dimensions thereof, is collapsing and having to be rolled up. Now, I could go on reading the remainder of this, but I just wanted to underscore how this is parallel to all the things that we have been talking about on Evident Footprints here on BBS Radio since late November 2007. And I was talking about these things almost on a nightly basis when I was with another network with the same show. So it's well over a year that I've been talking about this on my own show, and I have been talking about this for roughly 2.5 years. When it was brought to my attention and I began not just talking about it, but researching it and writing my own pieces. This is a perfect example of follow the money. We have not been told most of this or any of what I just read, and yet what has dribbled out through the mainstream media and through the disinformation sites on the internet, This is really more in line with what's happening. And so my hat's off to Christopher Story for having the courage to post this. He gives many websites who give attribution to his work permission to post these. The whole reason for putting it on the internet is to get the word out. We're not getting the truth from our media, and we should be damn angry about it. We should be making phone calls to the media, to our representatives, and don't think that I'm disillusioned about whether or not the representatives are going to listen, because if they were, they would be doing the right thing now. But it doesn't hurt for us to put pressure on them about these things. Why aren't we hearing what's going on in the Republic of Georgia and Russia? Why are we not hearing these things in the mainstream media? And if you call up your local media and bug the heck out of them, eventually they're going to get tired of taking the calls, and somebody's going to say, you know, we have to start reporting this. This is how we fight this beast, is we attack them with the truth. That's all we have to do, is let them know that we're aware of the truth and that they have a duty and an obligation to share the truth with everyone. Because when it comes around, you know, this saying, what goes around comes around, there's going to come a time where people are going to have to pay for all of this corruption. And those that aided and abetted this, the racketeers that are behind all this corruption are going to be complicit. They're going to be co-conspirators. And the same fate is going to befall them. So, if you can't tell in the tone of Christopher Story's writing and the intel information that's in there that he's convinced that it's collapsing, then you're never going to see it. They are collapsing. Their house of cards is falling. And it's falling because we're presenting it in the light of the truth. We're casting the light of the truth on the lies that we're being told, the brainwashing, the mind control, the propaganda, and it can't exist in both places. It comes out of the dark, and when you put light on it, it's no longer dark. We can change it that way, and we can change it with our intentions, and we can change it by taking responsibility first individually, recognizing that these are issues, these are problems, and they can be solved. But we're not going to get them solved waiting for Barack Obama to change them. The change will go downhill. It will go in the opposite direction of what we intended to go. So, that's my show for tonight, folks. I want to thank Kathy Cook for calling in. It's so nice when she calls in, and it was a great, fun discussion, and I thank her for her kind words, and I also thank all the people that regularly send me emails, articles, and keep me abreast of what's going on. All you folks are welcome to call in, too. And I want to give special thanks to Doug and Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, as well as Seth Hendrick on the sound. The sound was great tonight, Seth, and maybe it's because it was just me. Just kidding. Anyway, I will see everyone tomorrow night again, and please have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.